San Francisco is a city built on rock and roll. In the 1960s, Janis Joplin, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Jefferson Airplane, Quicksilver Messenger Service, and the Grateful Dead created the sound of the city and an era. In the segment of Witness to History, recording engineer Stephen Barncard tells KALW's Angela Johnston why his best memories of San Francisco's music scene started in the Tenderloin.
In 1969, Stephen Barncard's first visit to San Francisco ended with a spontaneous visit to the Fillmore West.
I'd never seen the Grateful Dead live before. I thought their records really were terrible sounding. So I wasn't necessarily a fan of the band until I heard them live. And I saw this groovy guy with a beard up there on the stage. And I saw the magic carpet lift off the stage. And I wasn't high or anything. It was a pure magic thing. But I never figured I'd be working with him.
The Dead concert drew Barncard out of his native Missouri and back to California less than a year later. He knew he wanted to work in San Francisco, so when he touched down for the second time, he got up
and started walking around the city without much of a plan. Went to a phone booth and looked up recording studios, and there was Wally Heider recording on Hyde Street.
Wally Heider was a big name in the San Francisco recording scene of the 60s and 70s. He cut Woody Herman, The Who, Jimi Hendrix. Barncard didn't have much recording experience, but he wrote a letter to Heider asking for a job, and he got it.
So I went back to L.A. and picked up my girlfriend and packed a trunk full of stuff, and with about $50 in my pocket, I think it was just enough to get a cheap apartment on Church Street, and I started working at this studio. It was kind of a blur.
Barncard was assigned to engineer Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Deja Vu Sessions.
The only person, actually, who introduced himself was Graham Nash. And he extends his hand and he says, "Hi, my name is Graham, and this is my lady, Joni."
Joni Mitchell.
I'm going, yeah, cool. Yeah, didn't expect Joni to be there. But she had just written this great song, Woodstock. And it turned out to be one of the first tunes that they recorded. It was quite a turning point because for the first time, I really got to see an incredible group of talented dudes practically write stuff in the studio.
Well, I came apart, the child of God. He was walking along the road, and I asked him, "Tell me, where are you going?" Mr. told me.
And create these live performances in the room that we're almost ready to go, and then without vocals, and then they got into their vocal take. Crosby, Stills, and Nash did their vocals, and they were very meticulous.
Barncard went on to record David Crosby's solo album. He worked long hours on Hyde Street, recording the Grateful Dead's American Beauty by day and tracked Crosby's If I Could Ever Remember My Name by night.
David would host playback parties. Sometimes we wouldn't do anything but playback stuff. It was the best hang in town. And the who's who of San Francisco music and beyond would be hanging out at David's session and getting high and playing. And so we went through 100 reels of tape in the Crosby session because he didn't care. Tape is cheap, magic is not.
Barncard says there were at least two or three songs on Crosby's album that were born out of these sessions.
Well, like What Are Their Names? was something that David had written out the poetry on a napkin or something in an airplane. And then he took a jam that Phil and Jerry and Yorma and Kreutzmann, the drummer, started working on, and it kind of came together in pieces. And then he got a section where everybody could sing along. These were all bands that tracked live in the room. There wasn't a lot of as much overdubbing as people do today. It was like, try to get with the bands here, try to get it all spontaneous and live.
Barnkard recorded and produced many more albums for David Crosby and other artists like Van Morrison, Jennifer Warnes, and Don Henley. He still produces and records independently from his own home studio in the Bay Area, but he'll always remember the first few years of his career at Wally Heider Recording.
If I want to come somewhere to do a record, this is where I would do it.
In San Francisco, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.